This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour now on the DJV program, representing all of America, is Jennifer Horn with her ideas, Victoria Keelan with her ideas, Kara Schillen as well, and the ideas of Warren Eckstein. Of all of the features that we have in the DJV show, Warren is among the most popular, if not the most popular, in terms of people asking questions or wanting to know more clarity from Warren. He's the host of the Pet Show, so we have an extended visit with him from time to time, and today is one of those lucky days. We're going to be talking with a person who runs Guiding Eyes for the Blind, which is a fabulous, it was regional or local, Warren, if I'm not mistaken, New York outfit. Now they're working across the country, and the month of May is Guiding Eyes for the Blind month, so we're going to talk with him about how to help people who are... I look at things like this and I think, okay, this is for blind dogs. So, not necessarily. Although,
Blind dogs have guided eyes of humans walking, I'm sure.
Yeah, I posted something on the DJV show. Was it last week, Victoria? Do you remember the story about a dog? I posted on my personal Facebook page, and I think on DJV, facebook.com/DJV show, story about a dog who was blind that was a fabulous inspiration for lots and lots of people. And I thought it was, those stories are, they're a legion. And so we're going to spend some time with that in a few minutes. There's a new study out, Warren, on children and pets. It is suggesting youngsters may develop more resilient mental immune systems when they grow up in rural areas and have pets. I find that interesting. Why would it make a difference whether they were living in rural America, suburban America, or in the cities?
Because when you're with an animal, whatever type of animal it may be, a dog, a cat, a horse, a goat, a snake, it doesn't make any difference. You can be yourself. You can be totally yourself. There's no facade. There's no, you know, there's no peer pressure. And I think that young kids or any age kids hanging out with animals have the ability to be by themselves and talk about what they want to talk about and feel what they want to talk about, have dirty hands, dirty ears, whatever they have, and be comfortable. So I think the ability for kids to have pets or grow up around pets, whether it be dogs and cats in an apartment or horses on a farm somewhere, I think it really does make them a lot more, what's the word I'm looking for?
Resilient?
I think resilient, that's a good word. Resilient's a good word, but also compassionate. Right. They understand that all living things are important.
But it's good, this thing suggests it's good for their mental and physical well-being. I would go one step further and suggest it would be good for their spiritual. I know for me on the farm, and even with my new dog, Daisy May, I find it a very spiritual experience to have that connection, frankly.
And well, spiritual, I agree with physical. Just think about the kid that's got to get up and walk the dog, that plays with the dog in the backyard. He's going to get a lot more exercise. Their new studies come out that say that children that, in fact, do live with dogs primarily, are in better shape than those kids that don't, because they do, number one, physically, they're getting more exercise, and number two, mentally, they have something to care for, and so they don't have the concept of nurturing. I think that's really critical as they grow older.
I was reading a story to my grandson, whom you have yet to meet, but I'll make sure you meet him soon. And it was a story about a station wagon full of children home, driving home one day. A fire truck zooms past, and sitting in the front seat of the fire truck is a Dalmatian. Children start in the book to discuss the dog's duties. They One of the youngsters said they use him to keep crowds back. Another one said, no, he's for good luck. And then the third child said they use the dog to find the fire hydrant.
But you know what the real reason for Dalmatians and a fire hydrant?
No, that's why I brought this up. I'm sure you had a story.
Well, years ago, before there were engines, there were horses. And to keep the horses going, they would have the Dalmatians running after the horses, nipping at their feet.
Right.
And we'll keep the horses going. So that's the original. And by the way, Dalmatians are born without spots, just so people know that.
They are?
Yeah, and the spots come in later. Yeah, they're incredible dogs, by the way. Need a lot of exercise. But that's the reason they were there, to help the fire departments keep the horses moving before the engines took over.
All right, here's the situation. This is the test of the emergency broadcasting dog situation. Your neighbors just bought a small yapping dog that's left outside, barks at everything from the breezes that are blowing to whatever. So the question comes on whether or not you slip the dog something to make it lose its voice. You slip the dog some laxative, hoping it'll offend its owner. Slip the dog something to make it so drunk it sleeps the night away. Or you send some alley cats into the yard. All those facetious, but I want to know from you, the dog expert, what you do when you have a neighbor that has some dog like that that's outside yelling and yapping all the time. What do you do?
Well, there's two ways to approach it, one serious and one not. What I would recommend doing is get the largest speaker you can, tape record the largest dog you have in the neighborhood barking, and play it over the fence to the neighbor who has a little dog barking, and watch how fast they take the little dog in the house. That's the facetious end of it.
Okay.
Realistically, what I do, for example, my next-door neighbors have an incredible dog that barks all the time. They're not the type of people you can sit and talk to and say, listen, this is why the dog's barking. So what I did is I bought a little air horn, and every time I hear the dog bark, I blast the air horn. And when they hear the air horn, they take the dog inside, and the problem solved.
Wow.
Problem solved. Yeah, sometimes you can talk to the people and say, the dog's bored. You know, like, for example, if you were to go to my backyard, you would see a kiddie pool. In the kiddie pool is sand and dirt. It's my dog's actual sandbox. I go in there. I play with him. I put new toys in there. So if you make the backyard interesting, a lot less barking will take place. The problem with barking is dogs are bored, and they're barking to rally the troops so they can play with them.
Wow. That's a more worthwhile information. All right, we're going to focus on guiding dogs for the blind in a matter of moments. First, I want to find out how well you slept last night. If you're constantly restless while you are asleep, do you fall asleep and then you can't stay asleep? Many people have that problem, and they fix it by using My Pillows. My Pillow. Now you'll get a great night's sleep. You'll have rest galore. The best offer at the moment, by the way, don't miss out, is to order your My Pillows, get four, pay for two. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Even better, enjoy 50% off. That's two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Two premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. Yes, you heard me correctly. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, 50% off. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable, and machine dryable. Your MyPillow, made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty. Act quickly. Get yours now. Enjoy four MyPillows and get a better night's rest. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV. Stop tossing. Stop turning. Get a better night's rest with your MyPillows. Buy them now at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we can help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well,
the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 15 past the hour. Warren Eckstein, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with a gentleman who has a great idea. Thomas Pennick is the president and CEO of Guiding Eyes for the Blind, a New York outfit, nonprofit. They provide, Warren, exceptional guide dogs to individuals with vision loss. What's your experience, generally speaking, in talking to folks, Warren, who have use these dogs?
It's a life changing experience for them. The independence factor, the relationship factor. You know, sometimes when they might feel a little down or depressed, they have their dog to make them feel better. But the bottom line is that people that have visual challenges with a dog like this, it's a whole change. It's like night and day for them. No pun intended.
Mr. Panic, I understand you yourself are a guide dog user. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
So how did you put this all together? Tell us a little of your history and how this now is progressing as rapidly and as well as it is.
Well, I'm a guide dog user, and as Warren said, it's like night and day. To be able to use a guide dog to travel safely and independently and to be mobile, it's what it's all about. And Guiding Eyes provides guide dogs to people with vision loss at no cost. We're a charity. And so we thought, what a great way to get people active and mobile with their dogs, whether they're sighted or blind. So we started an idea called the Wagathon. And really, it's an opportunity for you, your dog, to get out there and do 26.2 miles in the month of May. I'm a marathoner, so for me, that's something I can get done pretty quickly. But for the rest of us, I think just getting out there and being active with their dogs is what it's all about.
By the way, if you if this doesn't work out for you, you should be on the radio.
Great radio. Thank you.
Great radio voice. So the operation Guiding Eyes for the Blind is now national, and you're looking for support. I think it's kind of cool to call it a Wagathon. This is about dogs running in the race. Do the dogs go with the runner?
Well, we do have a program to train guide dogs not only to walk safely with their blind handler, but also to run not too many miles. We limit them to about 10 kilometers, which is about 6 miles. But we do have a program that allows the blind handler to run safely, navigated by their guide dogs, absolutely. But for people who are sighted, we're also encouraging everyone to get out there with their dog and to sign up for the Wagathon to support our charity. Again, it costs about $50,000 to train one of these dogs to do what they do, which is an incredible commitment by the community. But, you know, as Warren said, night and day for somebody, so it's priceless in a way.
So, Warren, what do we do to help these people out?
Get out there and raise some money. That's what we need to do. There are so many people out there that have different types of challenges. You know, I work with a lot of dogs that are being trained for hearing challenges or other type of challenges. And so the bottom line is, yeah, these dogs, for a person that has a challenge, this dog or the arrival of a dog like this, having been trained properly, is the whole world to them. It is their entire world. So it's so important to get out there and support organizations like this that are charitable organizations that are raising money so they can help more people with visual challenges get these dogs and change their lives as well. So get out there, support any of these groups as much as you can.
So you're the expert here. What the two of you are, I shouldn't be in the middle of this. You have any questions for Mr. Panic?
Yeah, quick question. Do you use the concept of having puppy raisers as well?
Yes, so we do use volunteer puppy raisers that take a puppy into their home at about 8 weeks old. And over the course of the next year, they raise the dog to the point where the dog can do some of the basic things that they will need to do to go into the formal training program. So we rely on volunteers throughout the process that really support the school. And at the end of the day, that volunteer that raises the puppy gets to meet the person who's blind that it's going to. And that's a really special moment. I have a yellow dog named Gus. He's a yellow Labrador. He's sitting at my feet right now. Wonderful dog. Love him. Love him. And I know his puppy raiser. And it's such a bond between the people and the dog. As you know, it's a real connection.
It's a fabulous thing. I would bet Warren will talk about it on his own pet show over the weekend. Social media all about this. They're certainly going to encourage you to send selfies in to guidingeyes.org/wagathon. That's guidingeyes.org/wagathon to get the information, to sign up to help, and do what you can to spread the word on this. The month-long effort, May, is Get Your Wag On Month. guidingeyes.org/wagathon. 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
All right, 23 and change at the hour now on the DJV program. Jada Pinkett Smith, Victoria, has gotten a new talk show. She didn't hold back from getting very personal in the first episode. It's a Facebook talk show, called Red Table Talk. She brought on Will Smith's ex-wife as her first guest. So she's married now to Will Smith. So this is Will Smith's first wife, sat down with Sherry Fletcher to have an honest and open conversation about the difficult times they face trying to become a blended family. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
20 years ago, Jada and Will have been married for 20 years, so they were obviously dating for more than that. So say like 23, 24 years ago, blended families were not really a thing, you know, in terms of parents making an effort. So I thought it was really interesting in the preview clip, Jada actually apologized for dating Will while he was still technically married to Cherie, and Will and Cherie have a little 3-year-old boy that essentially Jada, you know, early on became his stepmom. And so to see these two women have such a lovely relationship, and which started out hard and then has ended with such a wonderful blended family, it's just really inspirational for a lot of families out there.
Well,
there's a lot of divorce and a lot of kids who, you know, have got to spend time at both parents.
Miss Fletcher said, thank you for loving my baby. And Jada added, we came from broken homes. We didn't have a blueprint. We just had an idea. This is what we think we want. This is what we want to try to do for Trey, which was the daughter that the son they shared.
Yeah.
That was 3 years old. So it's really, I thought that was good. And on Facebook, it can play anytime. So you can go to facebook.com/, Jada Pinkett Smith, probably?
I think it's Red Table Talk is the name of the show. Yep.
Yeah, okay. All right, musically at 25 past the hour, Taylor Swift, not an unfamiliar name, the voice, the antics, her life. She's invited 2,000 foster families to her final Reputation Tour dress rehearsal, paying a surprise visit to a burn victim fan in a hospital. Was that this past week or the week before?
That was on Saturday she did that, and then Tuesday night, is when she had the 2,000 foster families in Glendale, Arizona.
Arizona, yeah.
Yeah. This is the Taylor Swift that everybody loves.
Yeah.
And this is the non-drama. This is the charitable side of her. This is all the best of Taylor Swift when she does stuff like that. And afterwards, it was a two-hour dress rehearsal because it's the whole concert. And then afterwards, she stayed for 4 hours more and had pizza with the family and took pictures with all 2,000 families.
Yeah, that's smart. Smart and kind and good. So maybe she's coming around.
Well, she's known for doing stuff like that, and she's always has, except I just think she kind of gets mired down with all the other drama of her dating life.
Right. Speaking of drama, Janet Jackson, one of music's leading voices since the 80s. Now she's going to be honored with a prestigious award at the Billboard Music Awards. The Dick Clark folks and NBC announced that Jackson will be receiving the Icon Award, which recognizes singers and their contributions, along with getting the honor. She's also going to deliver a highly anticipated performance, which will be her first TV show in 9 years.
I can't wait to see this.
So the other people who have gotten this award, Neil Diamond, Stevie Wonder, Prince, J-Lo, Celine Dion, Cher, very appropriate. I don't know that I ever thought that she was in that same league with those singers, but apparently people think she is. She doesn't mean as much to me as, let's say, Stevie Wonder, Neil Diamond, Cher, Prince, but I get it. You know, it's a different generation. Things I look upon differently.
Like when I was growing up, there was nobody bigger than Janet Jackson.
Yeah, I get
it. She was the biggest.
Yep. Kelly Clarkson hosts the Billboard Music Awards Sunday, the 20th of May, 8 o'clock Eastern, from the MGM Grand Hotel. What network is that on?
NBC.
It is NBC. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so there's that story. You're updated, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. 28 after the hour on the DJV Show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In today's automotive news, technology features such as navigation and Bluetooth started out in high-end vehicles before trickling down to every level of car. Today's modern car is watching the world as you drive it, thanks to cameras, radar, and sensors. New car models are scanning the environment, making millions of computations and identifying dangers. Lincoln now has decided to equip their Navigator with Slingbox streaming system, which will enable streaming cable television and video while you're on the road. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
My Chrysler Pacifica is totally loaded. It has stow-and-go seating, the available Uconnect theater, and listen to these speakers.
Hey, Mom, what was that song?
Huh? What song?
Chrysler Pacifica. It's loaded with attitude. Chrysler is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are,
I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heard far and wide around the stations that carry us in this country and all around the world. A lot of email this week from various, I don't know why it seems to go in, it goes, there's a pattern that's established sometime, and I don't know why. Ron LaDuque, L-A-D-U-Q-E, responding to a conversation that we had yesterday, wanted to just tell us that he was listening, and he was thankful for our help in so many circumstances. We have lots of discussions about things that are about our well-being, and he appreciates that. He lives in Canada. So, thank you, sir. Nice to hear from you. I thought it was interesting. You know, the world of broadcasting has changed so much. Victoria and Kara are here. And we think about what influences us and how we get our information. Podcasting is a big thing. We do a daily podcast, djvshow.com, which you can hear. Best moments of the program and some off-air things as well. We have the Your Hidden Power show, which is a metaphysical reality world check-in, if you will. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is a podcast of farm interests. and Good Day Health. We have all of these things that come together. Podcasting has become very, very important. You know what the most popular new podcast is, Victoria? Take a guess. I guarantee you won't guess it, but I thought...
Yeah, I have no idea, honestly. I'm not really that big into podcasts.
Really?
I don't really have a whole lot of time, and I'm never in my car because I'm, you know, in the city. So
right,
when I am in my car, I do listen, but...
Yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Listened to podcast last week was Inside Trader Joe's.
You know, I'm actually not surprised. I saw multiple people on Twitter talking about the new Trader Joe's podcast.
Really?
I was like, what do they talk about on the Trader Joe's podcast?
Think about it. They talk about
cool
wine.
All the cool stuff you can get at Trader Joe's.
Cool stuff. Yeah, right, exactly.
Do they broadcast it in the store? Because that's entertaining.
You know, I was in Trader Joe's yesterday, so it made me think about it. And I just heard music. If they were smart, they'd be playing it. Because you'd listen, you start with, you know, they get into all kinds of things. The marketing director of Trader Joe's is the host of the program. They go into Trader Joe's test kitchen in Napa Valley. They talk about how they select their wines.
That's awesome. I would listen to that.
How they even have, apparently, they're going to start a travel, they're going to have an outreach, or they're going to have trips available. Trader Joe travel trips. So you can go to places where wine is done and, you know, where some of the food comes from. I think that's pretty smart, actually.
I think they're very smart.
I believe they're owned now by, there was a Trader Joe, but he got bought out when there were only like 25 or 30 stores. They started in Encino, and most of the first stores were in Santa Monica, all that area of L.A. County, and then they grew rapidly with the infusion of cash that came from a company in England. And so that's what the using podcasts for that kind of stuff is quite smart, I thought, anyway.
I would find that a lot more interesting than, like, a Walmart podcast.
Yeah, well, it's all what you're... Well, people that go to Walmart don't listen to podcasts anyway.
Right.
But I could see a Target podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a business here. Somebody hasn't started it already. A guy named Steve Goldstein, I know, who used to be a radio programmer, is getting into this business. He's involved in the Trader Joe's thing. And I'm just thinking, how many more stores could you do a podcast for? Ben and Jerry's podcast, you know, something like that, or Michael's.
Ben and Jerry's, I think, would be interesting if it's the actual Ben and Jerry's.
Yes.
Because I'd want to hear from those two guys.
Yeah. You're right about that. Yeah. I just find it interesting. So we're doing our podcast anyway, DJVShow.com. Election stuff. Yesterday, my big disappointment was Dennis Kucinich, who I have quite high regard for, former senator from Ohio, representative from Cleveland, not a senator, he was a rep. Very good congressman, just a really good, solid guy. And I thought, I still hope he'll run as an independent because I think he could beat the other guys because he now is more in the middle than these crazy, the right wing and the left wing, such extremes. You know, you see it nationally and now it's becoming a factor locally as well or regionally. It's just, come on, can we find some people in the middle that can get the job done and not fight about the people who are grounded in the hardcore right and left side of things, they never get anything done. It's people who are closer to the middle that actually get the stuff done.
I also thought
in the election cycle here, this was interesting, Victoria. 62% of voters in a Texas border town called Del Rio, which is about 110 miles west of San Antonio, elected a gay Air Force veteran named Bruno Lozano as its mayor. He's 35 years old, the town's youngest mayor to date, first openly gay official. He served as a security law enforcement officer in the Air Force and then was an activist who worked to help clean up local waterways and stuff. This is, you know, look at Texas. We're not exactly a place where a lot of gay people, let's face it, get elected. His sexual orientation was not an issue during the campaign. There are 41,000 people that live in the town. I think people are getting, remember the old business about colorblind? I think that gaydar is not a factor much anymore in this.
In certain areas, yeah.
Peep. Yeah.
But 62% of the vote, that's really remarkable.
That's strong.
For
oh,
a Texas
yeah.
border town.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, the extra thing about him, he's not just gay. He's like super gay.
Really gay.
He actually wore high heels in the city's Veterans Day parade last year. And he didn't, you know, and he just said, well, look, he served in the Air Force during Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And he said that was horrible, which so many gay people said was just awful. Yeah. And he said he decided not to re-enlist because he wanted to be himself. And, you know, he said, accept me or not, this is who I am.
I am what
and
I am.
The town accepted him. I love that story.
I am's what I am, said Popeye. His election is a sign of progress, if that's how you define it, that's for sure. If you go to Laughlin Air Force Base, it's not a gay mecca. There isn't anything in the service that's about, you know, it's there, but it isn't acceptable. It's just, it isn't. It's just, they can't wrap themselves around it. But good for him. That's pretty interesting, actually. See that sort of thing happening. What else is interesting? Mother's Day coming down the pike very quickly. You want to have a great day as mother. You have limited time now, so let's get at it and go to Books.com. Books, B-O-U-Q-S. This has become, I was very fortunate to get on the ground level of this. This is a brand new company. They've got it right. They figured out how to do this the right way. I've got some beautiful tulips that came to me, and they're opening up. They'll stay fresh for weeks. That's what your mom wants. She wants to have something that will last to remember you. So it's Books Day. Today is the day. Get to Books.com, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Actually, when you look there, they do the selling. I'm just getting you to the website. I'm not selling this stuff because you got to look and see what they have. Victoria, you have. Carrie, you have looked at what they have available. It's really fabulous. And the varieties, the colors, the way they put the bouquets together. Artisan design.
Cute mason jars that they come in for vases.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
I love
great.
That.
A lot of variety, too. It's not just like the standard single color tulips or roses. There's a lot of really beautiful bouquets in there, too. They're all mixed up.
All right, so let's get at it. Go to Books.com, B-O-U-Q-S.com. Take care of your mother the proper way. Show her you love. This would be a great conversation piece. And when you enter the code Doug, D-O-U-G, get 15% off. You already really, this is like half the price of the other stuff that you get that's crap to begin with. So cut out the middleman. Go from the farmer to your mom at Books.com, B-O-U-Q-S, Books.com. Remember to enter Doug to save 15% on the flowers your mother will be talking about for months at Books.com.
This May, Guiding Eyes for the Blind, a nonprofit dedicated to creating life-changing connections between people with vision loss and exceptional guide dogs, wants you to get your WAG on. The first annual Wagathon fundraiser is a virtual marathon that you and your dog can do anywhere at your own pace over the month of May. The goal is to hit 26.2 miles while raising funds for Guiding Eyes. It's an opportunity for you and your dog to stay healthy and do good. President and CEO Thomas Panic has more.
It takes $50,000 to support a guide dog through its lifetime, and we provide them at no cost to the person who is blind. The Wagathon is a great way for people and their dogs to get active while raising money to support our mission.
The Wagathon starts May 1st and continues through May 31st. Sign up online and start fundraising now at www.guidingeyes.org/wagathon or join the social conversation using hashtag Wagathon. Again, just go to guidingeyes.org/wagathon and join the fun.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heel. Use as directed.
44 past the hour on the DJV show. This is Women's Lung Health Week. For those of you who didn't know, so we're going to, in a manner of speaking, I don't know if celebrate, I think acknowledge is the better word here. We have a couple of people who are very involved in this, and I want to have some exposure because I think it's important for people to know what's going on. Chantal Van Santen is an actress. She's now in the USA series Shooter. This is the third season for her there. She was on CSI New York, One Tree Hill, been around. People will recognize her and the credibility that she brings to this as a lung force hero from the American Lung Association's point of view. Before we introduce Eileen Howard Boone, who's also involved in this, I want to talk to you, Chantel, about your connection here. What's your direct connection in terms of lung issues and the Lung Association?
Well, hello, Doug, and thank you so much for allowing me the platform to speak this morning about this cause. I actually partnered with Lung Force about 4 years ago when I lost my grandmother to lung cancer. My grandmother had a very short battle of about almost 7 months. We had her, and it spread very rapidly. We dealt with about 2 months of them thinking that it was bronchitis and then finding out that she had lung cancer, and she was quite the fighter and very brave. But I'm here to be a voice, since she can no longer, for the number one cancer killer, which was not something myself or my family knew about. We were really confused when she was diagnosed, because we had the assumption that only people who smoked could get lung cancer. And it's a really unfortunate stigma, because nobody deserves lung cancer. But also, we had not educated ourselves on the other causes of lung cancer. My grandmother, unfortunately, passed away from radon poisoning. So I'm here now truly to educate and activate other people through awareness of this terrible disease.
Well, I think they made a couple of very important points there. I remember Christopher Reeve's wife, the first time I really thought about it from the non-smoking point of view. My mother died at the age of 50 of emphysema and lung problems because she smoked all of her life. And you normally thought it was smoking, but it isn't. Eileen Howard Boone is a senior vice president of social responsibility at CVS. You are seeing this all from the direct point of view, and thus the involvement in the so-called lung force. These problems and the way to treat them, again, there are a lot of people who are being misdiagnosed is because they just don't have the proper care, Eileen. They don't go to the right doctors, or what? What's so hard to, how is this so hard to figure out if you're having, if you're going to see the right doctor?
Well, Lung Force is an initiative through the American Lung Association, really to help drive awareness for lung cancer, the risk factors, and getting educated about it. And I think that's the most important thing, Doug, is driving the awareness of the fact that this is the leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S. It's the number one cancer killer for women. So understanding that, getting that to be more normalized, and the fact that it's not just a smoking disease, I think is going to make a big difference in getting people to be tested and to do the risk assessment to understand if this is something in their profile.
But is that easy to do? Is it something that CVS does? Yeah, I know you get shots for the flu and stuff at the drugstore, but can you get more closer to evaluation at places like a CVS?
I think that everyone at CVS Health and American Lung Association is trying to drive that awareness. Going to www.lung.org/CVS is a way for us to pull down for people the risk assessments, to get them to ask those kinds of questions for their doctors, bringing that risk assessment to their doctors to say, is there something I need to worry about? Low-dose CT is an opportunity for people to test that when they've gotten more than three or four of those risk factors answered in the wrong way. So driving awareness and giving people the tools, I think, is a way to really drive change.
Yeah. Well, bringing people in that are recognizable certainly is smart, like Chantel, and because there's a personal connection, it always makes sense. People, I'm sure, want to always talk to you, Chantel, about Ryan Felipe, so handsome, yada, yada, yada. But getting down to who you really are, it sounds like you're serious about this, and that's an important thing for all of us. So, again, the email address for Lung Force, Eileen, is
www.lung.org/CVS.
Okay. Thank you. Good to talk to both of you, ladies. Continued success. 10 before the hour.
A Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Now, 53 after the hour, Chuck Curry and Movie Moments here on the DJV Experience. I have some numbers that I think will astound you, Victoria. The amount of money being spent to go to the movies. The box office totals for last year are, we talk about movie viewership going down. The dollars are not really down. Viewership, maybe it's more expensive to go. But I think it's really, this is still a pretty good business. So we'll get to that right after this.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was surprised at myself how much energy I had. And, you know, I'm doing two jobs, running around like a maniac, and I was able to handle it. Really, I'm like, wow, this stuff is really good. So, you know, more than anything else, it's it just gave me the extra energy and the well-being, feeling of well-being that I don't think I would have without it.
Well, I take it every day, and I feel great. And my wife looks at me and says, how come you never get sick? And I do. It's because I take the fruits and veggies.
I just feel a lot better. My life has turned around. Everything is working for me.
It just helps me feel good. I just think the products are wonderful, and I take them every day. I just like it. It works.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
All right, 55 past the hour. Here's music from Pulp Fiction. I'm sure Chuck has got a story. Don't tell me they're going to redo Pulp Fiction. That one we can do without. What? No, all right.
No, so we're that ain't going to happen.
All right, what is going to happen?
Well, big, it was interesting. There's a movie Quentin Tarantino is going to do. It's in pre-production, getting ready to film. It's called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It takes place in 1969, and the story around the edges of it will focus on Sharon Tate murder at the hands of the Charles Manson clan. Margot Robbie is going to play Sharon Tate. Leonardo DiCaprio, not going to play Charles Manson, but going to have a starring role in this film. Kurt Russell's in it. And then last night it was announced that Burt Reynolds is in negotiations to play a major role in this film.
Manson?
Tarantino's always... What's that?
Is he going to play Manson?
No, he's not going to play Charles Manson. He's going to play a real-life character that had something to do with this incident. Yeah, but what Tarantino always likes to do, he likes to revive really good actors who are past their prime. Did it with John Travolta. Not that he was totally past his prime, but his career was on the down when he
was. Samuel Jackson wasn't exactly on his off of his prime, though.
He wasn't. But David Carradine, cast him in the Kill Bill movies. He revived his career. He's done a few times, and it appears he's going to do the same for Burt Reynolds, who really hasn't got a major role since Boogie Nights, and that's got to be like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But Burt Reynolds was so good in the last Movie Star. He was so good in that, and I think he's going to win a lot of awards.
I didn't say it.
You're so good.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so Chucker, I found some numbers that I thought were pretty amazing, given the fact that box office patronage is down, but the amount of domestic box office revenue for last year, $9.3 billion.
Ask Victoria, what do you pay to see a movie in New York City?
$25.
Wow, so really?
In 1973, you probably paid a buck, maybe $1.50.
Yeah, right.
That's why when you hear all these numbers about how these movies make all this money, yeah, they make all the money because the dollar price is so high.
I'm just looking at that.
Same amount of people go to the movies.
Average ticket price around 4% last year. So, yeah.
Wow. Large popcorn's $8 in New York.
Oh, my God, it's crazy. All right, Chuck, what other movie news do you have?
One other bit of news. After years of talk, they've been talking about it, Keanu Reeves and forgotten actor Alex Winter will reprise their role of Bill and Ted in another Bill and Ted movie, the third one.
Are they in a nursing home in this one? I mean, how old are these guys now?
It's going to be titled Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Is that a joke, or is that actually the name of it?
No, that is the name of it.
Wow.
The first one was very popular. The second one made some money. I just don't see the market for the third one, but we'll see.
The people in West Virginia didn't see a market for Blankenship either, and you see what happened to him. So he's hitting the road. These guys may as well. Thanks, Chucker.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.